In the best of all possible worlds, we think to ourselves, language would be totally regular. Everything would be rule-governed. There would be no exceptions. In morphology, the structure of words, we find that this sort of works and it sort of doesn't. And I want to illustrate this by looking at words that end in gress. Words like progress, regress, transgress. There are a number of these, and you can look them up in a backwards dictionary if you want to. They are very interesting. First of all, we're not sure how compositional they are. Is progress aggressing forwards? Is regress gressing backwards? And is transgressing gressing across? If you look carefully at them, it kind of starts to make sense if you look at the whole set. Progress is kind of moving forwards, and regressing is kind of moving backwards. If we think of egress, which means to come out, it's kind of moving out, and ingress is to move inward, and transgress is to kind of move across something, and digress is to move off at a tangent. So gress, although it is a bound morpheme, it never occurs on its own, it does sort of contribute to the meaning, and the prefixes pro and re and trans, they make a contribution as well. When we look at the way in which they link up with suffixes and the way they behave as nouns and verbs and so on, they're really very interesting. Some of them occur as both nouns and verbs. To make progress, there it's a noun. And when you're in a procession, you are progressing. You can regress, you can not do very well. And an infinite regress, there it's a noun. But transgress is a verb, but there is no such thing as a transgress. If we want a noun, we have to say transgression, and the same is true for digress and digression. You'll notice too that they illustrate the switchover in the stress pattern from noun to verb. To progress and progression, they have the stress on progress, progression, on the second syllable. But progress, the noun, has the stress on the first syllable. If we now look at how they go with suffixes, progress, progression, regress, regression, but we don't get egression and ingression. There are other prefixes that don't work either. We don't get subgress or supergress, to go under or to go over. They don't occur at all. But the ones that do occur all take IVE to make adjectives. Progressive, regressive, egressive, ingressive, transgressive, and digressive. So what we've got with these words is both a systematic element and an arbitrary element. And if you think about this as a problem for speakers who are learning the language for the first time, they would, after hearing progress and progression, regress and regression, they might think, oh, well, egression and ingression would be okay. And they might think that there were words like subgress and supergress. Well, they'd be wrong. Unfortunately, all these things have to be learned as kind of one-off words that a native speaker learns in the normal course of events. So if you're teaching English as a second language, this is a good example to show to your students to say, well, yes, there are systematic bits, but there are also unsystematic bits.